The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 11, text number 54, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Satkikari, recorded on May 1st, 2008, in Riga, Latvia.
So, today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 11, The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, text number 54.
Так сегодня ожидаем Шримад-Бхагаватам, 11-ю песню. 10-я песня, глава 11-го, детской игры Кришны, текст 54-й.
Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Om namo
Shrutva tad vismita gopa Gopyaschati priyadrita Pratyagatam ivotsukyad Aikshanta triche trite Shana
Akshanta
Trishitekshana
Akshanta Trishitekshana
Translation and purport. When the cowherd men and women heard about the killing of Bakasura in the forest, they were very much astonished. Upon seeing Krishna and hearing the story, they received Krishna very eagerly, thinking that Krishna and the other boys had returned from the mouth of death. Thus, they looked upon Krishna and the boys with silent eyes, not wanting to turn their eyes aside now that the boys were safe. Because of intense love for Krishna, the cowherd men and women simply remained silent, thinking of how Krishna and the boys had been saved. The cowherd men and women looked upon Krishna and the boys and did not desire to turn their eyes aside.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Purijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha.
So, now do you understand what is Krishna consciousness? These Brijavasis, they are the ideal example of Krishna consciousness. Their minds are so much intensely absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. That they can't even take their eyes off of Krishna for a minute. They are transfixed. They are solidly fixed in Krishna consciousness. How many heaps and mountains of pious activities they must have committed or executed to be able to be participate in these pastimes of Krishna. These Brijabasis, they are our greatest heroes. We can learn from them. They are our acharyas. We can learn from them how to become fixed in Krishna consciousness. They have no thought except for Krishna. They only want to know what is Krishna doing. What is Krishna saying? What are Krishna's qualities? Who are Krishna's companions? What is his paraphernalia? Which flute did he play this morning? They simply want to know everything about Krishna. They never get tired hearing about Krishna. Krishna consciousness never becomes boring or dull or old for them. It's an ever more exciting thrill at every single second. This is the perfection of the yoga system. This is the perfection of all Vedic systems of elevating the consciousness. To become a personal associate of the Lord in His transcendental pastimes. What nectar they are tasting. So, what about us? Can we taste nectar? Here we are in Riga, Latvia. So far away from Goloka Vrindavan. What is the hope for us to taste any nectar? We're so far away from Krishna's holy dham. Even the expanded form in India, we are so far away from that dham also. So what is the hope for us to get the nectar? Well, you know Krishna is so very kind. He has fully manifested his everything within his name. Because Krishna is absolute. Everything related with Krishna is fully Krishna. So within the name Hare Krishna, the form of Krishna is present. This is why Srila Prabhupada says, when you chant Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on your tongue. So the form of Krishna is present in His name. And the holy Dham is also present within the name. If you can't afford to get a ticket to go to Vrindavan, just chant Hare Krishna with pure love. And then immediately you will be in Vrindavan. Instantaneously. And if you would like to experience what are the wonderful pastimes of Krishna, You don't have to go to Goloka Vrindavan to experience them. Because every one of those transcendental leelas of Krishna, those unlimited, inconceivable pastimes of Krishna, each and every one of those leelas, down to their most infinitesimal detail, down to what did Krishna have in his lunch bag this morning? It's all every bit of it is there within the name. So why aren't we tasting it like them? Well, you know, every morning we recite them. The 10 Namaparad, you see. We have to avoid. Because we're not perfectly avoiding them, therefore we are feeling ourselves to be in Riga, Latvia. But the pure devotee, he always feels himself to be in Sri Vrindavan Dham. He can go anywhere within this material world. He can go to a hellish city. He can go to a beautiful cottage by the sea. He can go to a tropical paradise island in the South Seas. Or he can go preaching to the Eskimos in the Arctic Circle. Wherever he goes, he will feel how he is in Vrindavan. Because the pure devotee chants the holy name of the Lord without any offense. So this art we must learn. How to avoid these namaparads. This is how we'll become elevated to the same intimacy of relationship with Krishna as we see here with these Vrijabhasis.
В такую же близость взаимоотношений с Кришной, которую мы можем здесь видеть на примере этих Вриджабхасы.
Преманджана чадита бхакти валочанена сантакса дайвар хидаешу валока янти янг шама шундарам чит юганасварупам говиндамари парушам тамахам бажами. When one becomes completely cleansed of all the dirt of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, then one can behold at every minute that beautiful Tribhanga, that threefold bending form of Sri Krishna. Situated within his heart. And such a enlightened devotee who can see Krishna at every minute within his heart, he can see Krishna everywhere within the external world as well. Because is not this external world the energy of Krishna? Is it not non-different from Krishna? There is no difference between Krishna and his energy. It is simply the expansion of himself. Of course, it is also different. Because Krishna is the emanator. And the energy is the emanated. The key to becoming perfectly situated in Krishna consciousness is to engage all of this emanated energy of Krishna. Back in the service of Krishna.
Обратно в служении Кришне самому.
This is called spiritual recycling.
Это можно называть духовным, так сказать, вторичной переработкой.
Nowadays, in everybody talks about you got to recycle everything. You got to recycle your plastic bottles. Recycle everything.
Сейчас все говорят, что все перерабатывать. Да, опять перерабатывать все, ну там пластмассовые бутылки и так далее. Все нужно опять возвратить, использовать, чтобы не было мусора.
But they do not know what is real recycling.
Но они не знают, что есть настоящая переработка.
Whatever is coming from the ultimate source of all energies, that energy must be offered back to the source of the energy. That is the real recycling program. Whatever you Krishna has given you, you must offer that all back to Him. If sometimes the devotees appreciate your service, and they say, Prabhu or Mataji, oh, you're doing such a nice service. And if you become proud thinking, yes, I am doing nice service,
и вы начинаете гордиться и думать, да, я делаю такое прекрасное служение.
Then you're not offering that back to Krishna.
То это означает, что вы не предлагаете это обратно Кришне.
You're not recycling, you see.
Вы не совершаете эту переработку.
And you're becoming puffed up and proud.
Вы начинаете гордиться и сами возвышать себя.
You're heading for a fall down.
То есть вы направляетесь в сторону падения.
But if when the devotees appreciate your service, if you say, well, actually, it is only by the mercy of my guru and the previous acharyas and Lord Krishna that I can do anything for it, nice. It's all their mercy. Then you're offering that back to Krishna. You see, you're not trying to keep it for yourself.
Это значит, что вы это предлагаете обратно Кришне, вы не стараетесь это задерживать на себе.
Prabhupada was the perfect example of this.
И Прабхупада является совершенным примером этого.
He never accepted the credit for himself.
Он никогда не старался взять это заслугу на себя.
He gave all credit for whatever he accomplished. All credit went to his spiritual master.
Он отдавал всю заслугу за совершенное им своему духовному учителю.
He said, if I have any credit at all, is this only this one thing, that I always obeyed my spiritual master's instructions. Of course, that is also the mercy of the spiritual master, that he empowers us to obey his instructions. So what credit do we really have? It's really anything we can do properly, it's mercy, that's all.
Все, что мы способны совершать правильным образом, на самом деле является просто милостью.
We feel ourselves to be totally incompetent nitwits. Yeah, complete fool.
Некомпетентными дураками такими.
Prabhupada actually prayed like that. He said, even though I've been designated Bhaktivedanta, I have no bhakti and I have no Vedanta. But I'm simply praying, my dear Lord, you take me as a puppet and make me dance, make me dance, make me dance as you like. So this is the actual way that one can become very dear to one's spiritual master. Just become the completely sold out servant, like a puppet in his hands. That Gurudev, however you pull my strings, that's how I will dance. This is what Arjun did. This is how he became victorious on the battlefield. He didn't want to fight that battle. He didn't want to fight the battle. Arjun did not want to fight that battle. But after hearing the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he agreed to become an instrument in the hands of Krishna. And when he did so, Krishna empowered him to defeat these the most formidable enemies. So this is the perfection for the devotee. To simply become an instrument in the hand of his spiritual master and the previous acharyas and Lord Sri Krishna. This is how the devotee becomes fully empowered with Krishna Shakti. And this is how he can accomplish inconceivably wonderful things within this world. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Krishna Shakti Vina Nahi Tara Pravartana. Unless one has Krishna Shakti, he cannot expand this Krishna consciousness movement. So we can see of all the great acharyas in the history, who had more Krishna Shakti than his divine, or who has, not had, who has more Krishna Shakti than his divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada? He is the most empowered acharya in the history of the universe. Even Lord Chaitanya did not spread Krishna Bhakti outside of India. He is God himself. He can do anything. But yet he withheld his own potency and gave that potency to Srila Prabhupada. We cannot even begin to understand the great good fortune we have to be under the shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada.
Насколько большая удача на нас выпала, то, что мы находимся под покровительством лотосных стоп Шрилы Прабхупады.
In other words, our good fortune is inconceivable.
Другими словами, наша удача, она просто невообразима.
So let us at least try to understand a little bit by reading these wonderful books.
И поэтому постараемся хотя бы в какой-то мере осознать это, читая эти прекрасные книги.
And fully absorb ourselves 24 hours a day in serving the mission of Srila Prabhupada.
И погрузимся полностью 24 часа в сутки, служа этой миссии Шрилы Прабхупады.
Let us all simply become the instruments in the hands of our spiritual masters and of Srila Prabhupada.
Просто станем просто инструментами в руках своего духовного учителя Шрилы Прабхупады.
In this way, we are all guaranteed entrance into Goloka Vrindavan. Prabhupada said we'll have another ISKCON there. So you can imagine then how important it is that we build good relationships with each other. If I think there's this one devotee, I just can't stand him. I don't like to be around him. I don't want to hear him talking. I just can't stand that one devotee. And you're fixed in that negative mood, you see, against that devotee. Now, what if that devotee goes back to Godhead before you? And you're still thinking, I just can't stand that devotee's association. That's called, in English language, aversion. I have an aversion to his association. Do you know what that aversion will do for you? It will block you from going back to Godhead. Because that devotee you don't want to associate with, he's back to Godhead, but you don't want to associate with him. In Goloka Vrindavan, it's all one big loving family. No one has, you know, ill will towards anyone. So the point is, if you want to go back to Godhead, then cultivate loving relationships with all of the devotees. Each and every devotee in this movement is a wonderful opportunity to cultivate a loving relationship. Krishna values the loving relationships of each and every individual jiva soul. That's why he is emanating us from himself. Simply for the purpose of having a loving relationship with each and every one of us. So if Krishna values the loving relationship of each and every individual devotee, and if we are truly the devotees of Krishna, do you think we should have the same mood of wanting to have a loving relationship with each devotee? To appreciate their qualities? To serve them? To glorify them? You see, this we have to learn in our ISKCON movement. How to love the devotees. Because actually our love for Krishna will only manifest to the extent that we love the devotees of Krishna. What is the proof? Gopi partu padakamayalor dasa dasa nudasa. That is the proof. So in this way, let us understand what is the actual method by which we can enter into these wonderful pastimes. And let us fully dedicate ourselves every day and every minute to becoming pure in Krishna consciousness. To becoming pure in loving relationships with each and every Vaishnava. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Какие вопросы у кого есть?
Должны ли мы
с каждым вайшнавом отношения любовные, то есть или можно просто хранить нейтральным отношением, не враждебным.
So is it compulsory that we should have a loving relationship with every Vaishnava? Some cases can be just neutral relationship, same once it's like we should we have loving relationship with each of Vaishnavas? Isn't like in some cases we can just have neutral relationship as long as we don't.
No, if we have. You may not have time to meet every devotee. Like you go to Mayapur, there may be 5,000 devotees there. But you have to have appreciation for each devotee. This is a Vaishnava, a follower of Prabhupada. You have to have that appreciation in your heart. Even if you can't personally associate with, in your heart, you have to appreciate that devotee.
То есть, естественно, невозможно встретиться с каждым из Вайшнава, если вы отправляетесь в Майпур на фестиваль, там 5000 преданных, вы не можете с каждым встретиться, установить взаимоотношения, но, тем не менее, в сердце вы должны чувствовать что вы цените их служение, такое позитивное настроение по отношению к каждому.
These are all very special persons. These are Prabhupada's children.
Они все являются очень особыми личностями, они являются детьми Прабхупады.
They are not ordinary living entities.
Они не являются обычными живыми существами.
Anyone who's become attracted to take shelter of Prabhupada is a very, very, is a very, very special person. So we have to appreciate them all for them. We should feel how much I've been blessed to have the association of all these sadhus. I am such a rascal, I don't even deserve to be allowed in the building.
Я такой негодяй, меня вообще не должны были пускать в это здание.
But these sadhus have kindly allowed me to come and sit in their midst.
Но эти садху милостиво согласились, чтобы я пришел здесь и
среди их. And hear and chant with them about Krishna. How kind they are to even allow me in the building.
И слушать и разговаривать вместе с ними славу Кришны, и как они милостивы, что они вообще пустили меня в это здание.
In this way, I try to appreciate all the devotees. How kind they are upon this sinful dog, myself. Next question. You had a question?
Guru Maharaj, you said that if you can't afford to buy a ticket to Vrindavan, just chant Hare Krishna. But if I can afford a ticket to Vrindavan, does it mean that I can replace chanting by going to Vrindavan? And should I go to Vrindavan? Should I buy the ticket and go to
Vrindavan?
You cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. You may buy a ticket on Finnish Airlines. You may fly to Delhi. You may hire a taxi cab to go to Vrindavan. But unless you're in the mood of bhakti, you will not be in Vrindavan. You will simply be in the Maya of Vrindavan. And just like the actual Sita Devi was not captured by Ravana, you see. He only had a Maya Sita. So if you try to go to Vrindavan on the strength of your money, you're like Ravana. And you will not get Vrindavan, you will get a Maya Vrindavan. The Prabhupada, it is listed that the spiritual master, he is the revealer of the Dham.
Prabhupada говорил, что духовный учитель является тем, который раскрывает для нас Дхамму.
So the actual ticket to enter the Dham is the dust from the lotus feet of the bona fide spiritual master.
И поэтому настоящий как сказать, пропуск святую даму является настоящим пропуском является путь от пропускных стоп духовного учителя.
It is only when you have that dust on your head that you can enter Vrindavan.
Только когда у вас есть пыль его лотосных стоп на вашей голове, то вы сможете войти во Вриндаван.
You may think you're in Vrindavan, but you're in Maya Vrindavan.
Вы можете сами думать, что я нахожусь во Вриндаване, но вы будете находиться в Maya Vrindavan.
Any other question?
Получается, что преданный, ну, если вот у него правильное, ну, самбанство, то есть он нам аппарат повторять как бы и не может, да? И опять же, эти действия оскорбления святого имени, то есть как, что повторяет преданный? Нам абхаз или нам аппарат? На каком уровне?
Давайте по частям. Это что-то очень сложно. Давайте начинать сначала. То есть есть три уровня оскорбления, да?
Воспевание.
То есть три теории воспевания.
Да.
So he was saying that there are three levels of chanting that can be Navabhas, Namaparadha, and Shudanam, like three levels.
И в Шрикхинам Читане говорится, что Намапарадха воспевается, если две ошибки допускают.
And in Харинама Чинтамана it's told that Намапарадха happens only then when there are two mistakes committed. Like you don't chant actually.
It says there's only two nama parads, linguistic and philosophical.
That's two kind of reasons for nama parad. If you like don't chant like you in between ha and re, you insert something else, for instance. Like linguistic, like means you just don't chant actually name.
Читаем Господа это проявлением там безличного Брахмана или
философского. If we consider Lord to be manifestation of impersonal Brahman, for instance.
Okay.
То есть, ну и преданный, если он, ну, у него правильный, ну, то есть самбанка, да, ну, кто Господь, кто я, он понимает. То есть он по идее не может совершать, да?
So according to that that idea, if devotee has proper sambandha, he shouldn't be able even to commit aparat, like commit offense towards the holy name.
We should
like in the sense like if you are devotees, we spell Hare Krishna properly and we don't have like philosophical basic philosophical misunderstanding. So according to that logic, that devotee is in any case on the level of Namabhasa.
И опять же эти 10 оскорблений, то есть что мы успеваем, Намапарадху или Намабхасу?
So if there are, то есть 10
оскорблений святого имени есть, да?
So if there are 10 offenses of holy name, according to those offenses, are we on the level of Namabhasa or Namapradha?
So that's according, that depends on the individual devotee, of course. Everybody is on their own. Not that everybody is at the same level.
So if sambandha is proper, does it mean that we are on the
sambandha?
Level? Sambandha.
Sambandha?
If sambandha is proper, and that would indicate that we are all of us on the level of Namabhasa.
I don't think we can say that everybody is on the same level. Each devotee has his own individual level or degree of advancement in Krishna consciousness.
То есть мы все-таки не можем сказать, что все мы находимся на таком же уровне. У каждого из нас есть индивидуальный уровень продвижения в сознании Кришны.
The thousands of devotees throughout the ISKCON world, do you think everybody's on the same level?
Есть тысячи преданных в мире ИСККОНа, то есть вы же не можете сказать, что все они находятся на одном уровне.
Everybody has their own level of advancement. Ye yata mang prapadyante tang stataiva bhajamyaham.
У каждого из них свой уровень продвижения.
Some people are neophyte.
Некоторые люди начинающие.
Some people are advanced.
Некоторые продвинутые.
Some devotees are more advanced.
Некоторые преданные более продвинуты.
Some devotees are less advanced.
Некоторые меньше продвинуты.
It's not all one.
То есть мы не такие же.
Next question.
Kā būtu pareizi rīkoties tādā situācijā? Kurš no vienas puses viņš būtu vecāks bakti, bet no otras puses viņš vairs nedarbojas. Kā būtu etiķeta, kā vajadzētu darboties? So, he said that when preaching on the street, sometimes they can bump open some devotee who has been devotee before me, who is initiated, but who has left Krishna consciousness, or more active in Krishna consciousness. So what should be etiquette? I mean, how should I approach the devotee? Should I try to can inspire him, or
should be very kind? Should try to represent the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Be very, very kind. If you're very, very kind, you give all love and kindness to that devotee. He may be inspired to come back just because you were so kind to him.
Soul, that nothing happens with him, actually everything happens only with his body, with his mind, and due to this and because he was really strictly absorbed in this philosophy, he actually could survive when the offenders was trying to in different ways to make different apparatus of his body, his mind, and check his determination to be a spiritual soul. If somebody happens to be due to some misunderstanding or due to maybe some past troubling situation when he is not appreciated or something, can he for some while live with this philosophy, not exposing some
What's the question?
Так давайте, может быть, как говорить по-русски, я буду правильно переводить.
В 11-й песне Шримад Бхагаватам есть история Брахмана из Авантипуры.
So in 11th canto of Shrimad Bhagavatam there is a story of Brahmana from Avantipur.
И этот Брахман, он страдал от того, что к нему плохо относились.
He was suffering because of others ever kind of mistreating him. Kind of he had to experience that others were mistreating him.
He was being mistreated?
Yeah, he was being mistreated. Okay. Yeah.
Он принял такое решение, что опираясь на знание, что у него есть духовная душа.
And he made such a decision that based on the that knowledge that I am a spirit soul,
что он сможет вытерпеть все все эти нападки, которые
that he won't be affected by all those attacks on him.
Но он внешне никак не проявлял себя.
But externally he wasn't manifesting himself in any way. То есть его свои качества не проявлял преданного, да?
Внешне это выглядело, что он просто терпит.
So but externally it just looked like he just tolerating it without doing any action.
Но все это было основано на его реальном знании о душе, что он духовная душа, и ничего с ним не происходит. Происходит только с его телом или с.
But it all was based on a spiritual knowledge that whatever it's just external things, nothing happens with my soul, just with my body.
И вопрос в том, можно ли использовать этот пример, если силу какой-то предыдущей кармы кто-то оказывается в похожей ситуации.
Can we use that example if because of some of like previous karma of ours we end up in such a situation?
И если можно, то есть если на какое-то время это может быть использовано взамен. То есть заменить это эти любовные отношения, которые должны быть складываться с другими.
То есть заменить любовные отношения таким отношением терпения.
На какое-то время.
So can it be like that, that like we should have loving relationships, but if in ending up in such a situation we replace loving relationship with such a kind of idea that kind of I don't manifest myself and I'm just tolerating all the bad things which are happening with me.
No, you should manifest loving relationships with everyone.
То есть вам нужно проявить любовные отношения со всеми.
Even the Christians teach that, you know, turn the other cheek, be very tolerant. Lord Chaitanya says, should offer all respect even if they don't respect you.
Даже христиане учат это. Если как-то вас ударит в одну щеку, нужно повернуть в другую. То есть и Господь Чайтанья говорил, что если даже если нас кто-то не уважает, мы тем не менее должны уважать их.
Just imagine how tolerant a tree is.
И представляете себе, насколько терпеливым является дерево.
You can cut off its branches, but it will still stand there and give you service.
Если вы даже отрубите ветки, его то оно все равно будет стоять там и давать вам свое служение.
So this mood of offering all respect to others, even if they're being disrespectful to me, this is a very, very wonderful mood that empowers the devotee to be able to taste the holy name.
И это настроение, что предлагать свое уважение другим, даже если они не проявляют уважение к нам, является очень таким великим качеством преданного, которое позволяет ему чувствовать вкус святого имени.
If somebody is tormenting me, actually, it is simply my own past karma bouncing back on me. They're just the DHL man for my past karma, that's all.
Если, скажем, кто-то мучает меня, то это просто моя прошлая карма, которая пришла ко мне, типа.
I should think of this suffering is coming to me. This is actually a minimization of what I actually deserve because of my past sins.
То есть это страдание, которое я получаю, на самом деле очень такая уменьшенная версия того, что должно было свалиться мне на голову на самом деле.
We should feel relieved that only Krishna is only giving me a token punishment.
Мы должны чувствовать себя очень такими.
And this is the
облегчение от того, что Кришна дает нам только небольшую часть того наказания, которое мы должны были получить.
We should be happy. Krishna has given me only a token punishment.
Мы должны быть счастливы. О, Кришна мне дал такую малую часть наказания, которое должен был получить.
And this is the person that was sent to deliver the token punishment.
А это тот человек, которого мне прислали, чтобы он мне донес до меня эту частичку небольшую настоящего наказания, которое должен был получить.
Tate nukam pamsu samikshamano bunjana evadma kritang vipakam tadvagvapur virvidadang namaste jiveta yomukti pade sadaya bhak. My dear Lord, those persons who were always awaiting your causeless mercy to be bestowed upon them.
Дорогой Господь, все личности, которые всегда ждут, пока твоя беспричинная милость проявится по отношению к ним.
who continue suffering the reactions to their previous misdeeds.
И которые продолжают страдать от последствий реакции своих предыдущих неправильных действий.
Simultaneously offering their respectful obeisances unto you from within the core of their hearts.
В то же самое время предлагая свои смиренные поклоны тебе из глубины своего сердца.
Are certainly eligible candidates for liberation.
Являются такие личности, несомненно, являются достойными кандидатами для освобождения.
Indeed, it has become their rightful claim.
На самом деле, они могут утверждать, что это их полное право.
So, if you want to claim your seat on that airplane back to home, back to Godhead.
Если вы хотите, как сказать, забронировать себе место там в этом самолете, который летит обратно к Богу.
Then become a living embodiment of this shloka.
Тогда станьте, как сказать, живым проявлением этой шлоки.
And you will have that ticket in your hand with your name on it.
Держать билет в своих руках крепко.
So our time has run out. I thank you all very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Srimad Sankarsanda Sadhikari ki jai.